This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New state numbers show drug overdose deaths in Colorado are still rising. CPR's Paolo Jalcita has more.
More than 1,800 Coloradans died from drug overdoses in 2021. That's about 400 more deaths than in 2020. Most of those deaths were related to methamphetamine or other psychostimulants, according to state public health data. Over two-thirds of those who died were single white men between the ages of 25 and 44. It wasn't the biggest contributor, but state officials say the uptick in overdose deaths has also been fueled by fentanyl, a synthetic opioid often mixed into other drugs. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
This summer's monsoon season has been active in southeastern Colorado, but not out of the ordinary in most places, KRCC's Eli Janes reports.
Colorado Springs and Pueblo have seen slightly less than the normal amount of precipitation so far this year. Meteorologist Stephen Hudanish is with the National Weather Service in Pueblo. He says it just feels like there's been more rain than usual.
Comparing it to last year and years gone by, yeah, we had all the fires and everything. It feels like it's been wetter. But in reality, this is the more normal pattern that we should be in.
Hudanish says the region's mountains have gotten significantly more rain than normal. Additionally, Alamosa in the San Luis Valley has seen close to record amounts of rain. Eli Janes, KRCC News.
A new political action committee is supporting Colorado Republican candidates if they promise to oppose letting trans women compete in women's sports. It's a position that runs counter to the state's current rules.
It's not an epidemic of trans women coming out as being trans to compete in sports and to beat everybody. Like, that's an absurd thing.
We hear who's behind this effort later in this hour. The rest of the day could see elevated ozone along the Front Range. People with asthma or other lung conditions are advised to limit their outdoor activity. The worst air quality is expected from Douglas County through Metro Denver and into Larimer and Weld counties. And that is through the rest of the day. This is CPR News.